We're going to start five lines from the bottom of Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Beis. Tonu Rabbonon. We learned in a Braisa Mokim Shemafsikin B'Shabbos Shacharis Shom Koirim B'Mincha. Wherever the end of the parasha was on Shabbos morning, that's where we start reading at Shabbos Mincha, which is the following week's Kriya B'Mincha, where they finished Shabbos Mincha Shom Koirim B'Sheni. We don't go back to the beginning of the parasha. We continue where we finished at Shabbos Mincha. Basheni, where we finished reading on Monday, Shom Koirim B'Chamishi. That's where we start reading on Thursday. B'Chamishi, where we finished reading on Thursday, Shom Koirim Shabbos Habo. That's where we start reading the following Shabbos. Divi Reb Meir, that was the opinion of Reb Meir. Reb Yehuda Omer, Mokim Shemafsikin B'Shabbos Shachris, Shom Koirim B'Mincha, U'Basheni, Ubachamishi Uleshabbos Habo, which is the minhag that we have, that on Shabbos Mincha and Monday and Thursday we read the same kriya, the beginning of the following Shabbos's parasha, that starts where the previous Shabbos's parasha finished. Omer Ibzera Alocha Mokim Shemafsikim B'Shabbos Shachris Shom Koirin B'Mincha Ubasheni Ubachamishi Uleshabbos Habo, like Rabbi Yehuda. Asks the Gemara, V'leima halacha k'Reb Yehuda. Why did Reb Zeira say halacha mokim shemafsikin and say the whole halacha? We just saw it in the Braisa. Reb Zeira should have just said halacha k'Reb Yehuda. Answers the Gemara, Mishum de'ofchi lehu. There are some who say that Reb Meir and Reb Yehuda say the opposite of each other. Reb Meir says what we saw in the Braisa is Reb Yehuda, and Reb Yehuda says what we saw in the Braisa is Reb Meir. So if we were just say halacha k'Reb Yehuda, we wouldn't know which girusa to go like. That's why Reb Zeira said out the whole halacha. On a similar theme, we find another braisa with the machlokes Reb Yehuda and Reb Meir. Tonu Rabbonon, we learnt in a braisa that when the person who gets the aliyah comes up to the Sefer Torah, before he makes the bracha, puiseach, he opens the Sefer Torah, v'roye, he looks to see where we're going to start reading, goylil, and then he closes the Sefer Torah, u'mavorich, and he makes the bracha with the Sefer Torah closed, v'choizer, u'poiseach, v'koira, and then he opens it again, and one starts reading. Divi Reb Meir, that's the opinion of Reb Meir. Reb Yehuda Omer, poiseach, v'roye, u'mavorich, v'koira. Reb Yehuda says he does not have to close the Sefer Torah before making the bracha. My Talmud, Reb Meir. Why does Reb Meir maintain that one should not say the bracha of Birchas HaTorah with the Sefer Torah open? Answers the Gemara, k'du'ula. The Omar Ula, Mipnei Ma Omru, why did the Chachomim say Hakoyra Bateira lo yisayea la maturgaman? The one who's reading from the Torah should not help the translator. Kedeshe lo yomru targum kosuv bateira. So people listening shouldn't by mistake think that the targum is also written in the Torah. If they think that, then when they want to write Sefer Torah, they might put the targum in. Hochanami here as well. Reb Meir holds that Kedeshe lo yomru brochis ksuvim bateira. If you're going to have the Sefer Torah open while you're making the brachas, people will think that the brachas are written in the Sefer Torah. Rabbi Yehuda says that the two things are not similar. Targum ikalimiti. It could make sense that somebody will make a mistake and think the Targum is written in the Torah. Brachis lekalimiti. Everybody knows that it's not written in the Torah and nobody will make a mistake. What's the halacha? Omer of Zera, Omer of Masna. Halacha, poiseach, v'roye, umavorich, v'kairi. One does not have to close the Sefer Torah before making the bracha, and that follows the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. Asks the Gemara of Aleima, why didn't Rabbi Zeira just say Halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda? Says the Gemara, Mishum da'ofchi lehu. Some switch over Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir. So if Rabbi Zeira just says Halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda, we wouldn't know which girsa of Rabbi Yehuda. That's why he says the whole Halacha. Continues the Gemara with another Halacha from Rabbi Zeira in the name of Rabbi Masna. Omer Rabbi Zeira, Omer of Masna, Haluchois. The bundles of Chumashim, and as we've seen previously, the Chumashim were written similar to Sefer Torah. They were rolls of parchment, and they were tied together. Many pieces of parchment were rolled together. The Habimois, the platform on which the king used to sit in the Azara when he used to read the Hakel, Ein Ba Mishum Kedusha. They do not have a din of Tashmishei Kedusha. It's not so clear in the Mefarshim exactly what these Luchois are. Rashli actually says, Lo yodati mahim, I don't know what they are. But whatever they are, they do not have any kedusha. The Gemara is now going to bring a list of halachas from Reb Shvatya in the name of Reb Yechonon. Omer Reb Shvatya, Omer Reb Yechonon, Hagoylol Sefer Torah, Torech Shiamidenu al Hatefer. When rolling a Sefer Torah, it has to be closed where the seam is. Another halacha of Omer Reb Shvatya, Omer Reb Yechonon, Hagoylol Sefer Torah. If somebody's rolling a Sefer Torah without anyone helping him, and the Sefer Torah is resting on his knees, in a way that one of the rolls of the Sefer Torah are resting on his body and the other one is facing the outside, then goyleloi mibachutz ve'en goyleloi mibifnim. The part where the parasha he's looking for is found in should be the part close to his body. He doesn't need to hold it in his hand. And the other half, which is further away from his body, that's what he's going to hold and roll until he gets to the parasha he's looking for. We're talking about that he's lying the Sefer Torah down on his knees and he's trying to roll it, so he's got to hold on the outer roll and roll it till he gets to his destination, because if you do it the other way around and you're rolling the part that's closer to him, then the outer part could chas v'shalom fall down. Another halacha, kashuhu mahadkoi, mahadkoi mibifnim ve'enei mahadkoi mibachutz. When he's finished rolling it and he wants to hold together the two sides of the Sefer Torah, he's got to bring the side that's closer to him towards the outside part, because if you do it the other way around, that you bring the outer half towards him, towards his body, he will be covering the ksav of the Sefer Torah. And the halacha is that the tzibur have to see the ksav when you're rolling the Sefer Torah. Another halacha, v'omer Reb Shfati, omer Reb Yechanon, asoro, if you have a minyan, shekoru b'teira, you had a minyan that were reading the Sefer Torah, Kriyas HaTorah, and giving out the aliyahs between them. And now it's time to do what the Gemara calls Glila, it's what we call Hagbah. Hagodol Shebahem, Goylel Sefer Torah. The most choshev of the people should do the Goylel. Hagoyl Noitel Schar Kulam. He gets the schar of all those that got aliyahs. The Omer Bishua ben Levi, Asoro Shekoru Batera, Hagoylel Sefer Torah, Kibel Schar Kulam. Asks the Gemara, Schar Kulam Salkodaitach. He gets the schar that's belonging to them. Why should the goydel take their schar? Elo ema, pshat in the braisa is, kibel schar keneged kulam. Of course, all the other oilim get their schar for reading in the Torah. And he gets the schar keneged kulam. Another memra, v'omer of shfat yomer of yechanan, minayin shemishtamshim b'baskel. If a person didn't know what he should do, and he hears a voice saying yes or no, he's allowed to listen. He's not transgressed the issa of lo senachashu. Shenemar, to the right or to the left. When is that true? Only the Shoma Kol Gavra B'mosa. If he heard the voice of a man in a city, which is very uncommon, because the men were in the fields working. V'kol Itza B'dabra. Or he hears a woman's voice in the field. And it's very uncommon for women to be in the fields. So since it's uncommon that it's actually a person there, he can assume it was a baskel mishamayim. But if he heard a voice that could have been from a person, then it doesn't have this klal of listening to a baskel. V'hu da'omar hein hein, v'hu da'omar lav lav. You can only listen to this voice if the voice doubles the instruction. Either says twice yes or twice no. The double shows the amitus hadavar. Another member of Omer of Shfat Yomer of Yechanon, Kol Hakira. If somebody learns in the Torah, B'loi Ne'ima, without the Tamim, V'sheine, or he learns Mishnayis, B'loi Zimra, without the tune that they used to learn Mishnayis with, Olov HaKosov Omer, V'gam Ani Nosati, Lohem, Chukim Loi Toivim, U'mishpotim Lo Yichyu Bohem. Maskif La Abaya, Abaya asked Omer of Yechanon, Mishum De Lo Yoda L'Vasumei Kolo, because he doesn't know how to sing, he gets such a severe punishment that Mishpatim lo yichyu bohem, koreisbe? You're calling him somebody who's deserving of such a punishment? Answers the Gemara, Elo. No, this pasuk is teaching us something else. Could you have Misharshia? The Omar, Shnei Talmidei Chachomim Ayishim Be'ir Achas. If you have two Talmidei Chachomim in one city, Ve'ein Noichin Ze Ze Ba'alocha. They don't learn with each other. Aleim HaKosov Oimer, V'gam Ani Nosati Lohem, Chukim Lo Yitoivim, U'mishpotim Lo Yichyu Bohem. Which means, I gave them Chukim, both Tamid Chachomim no Torah, Lo Yitoivim, they're not being kind to each other, and therefore, the Mishpotim and the Oinshim will befall them. Another memra, in the name of Rabbi Yechanon, V'omar Rabbi Paranoch Omer Rabbi Yechanon, Kol Ho'ichei Sefer Torah Orum. If somebody holds a Sefer Torah with his bare hands, not via some piece of material, Nikbar Orum, the person is going to be buried without Tachrichim. Ask the Gemara, Orum Sol Kodaitach? such a severe punishment is coming to him. Ela'ema, what Rabbi Yochanan meant was that nikba orum b'loy mitzvahs. He's going to lose the reward of his mitzvahs. Says the Gemara, b'loy mitzvahs al kadaitoch. Does it make sense that because of this aveira he's going to lose all his mitzvahs? Ela'omar abaya, I'll explain to you what Rabbi Yochanan meant. Nikvar orum b'loy oisa mitzvah. The mitzvah that he was doing whilst holding the Sefer Torah, either Kriya Satayra or Glila Satayra, he's going to lose the schar of that mitzvah if he touches the Sefer Torah with his bare hands. Another halacha to do with the Mitpachas HaSefer, Omar Rabbi Yanai Bereid Rabbi Yanai Saba. Rabbi Yanai, the son of the old Rabbi Yanai, Meshmeid Rabbi Yanai Rabba, in the name of Rabbi Yanai Agadol, that when one is being Kirich, the Sefer Torah, one's tying it together, Mutav Tigolil HaMitpachas Valigolil Sefer Torah. It's more respectable for the Sefer Torah to be still and to wind the belt around it, rather than holding the belt in place and winding the Sefer Torah around. Says the Gemara, we learnt in the Mishnah that the source that on every Yontav one has to read in the Torah, Me'inyonu Shalyim, since it says, Vaydaber Moshe es Moyadei Hashem el Bnei Yisrael, Mitzvosom Shiyukere Noison, Kol Echod Ve'echod Bizmanui. The Gemara is going to bring a similar brisa. Tanu Rabbanon. The brisa is trying to explain why at the beginning of the parasha of the Moedos it says Vaydaber Moshe es Moedei Hashem el Bnei Yisrael. What's unique to the Moedos? Moshe told everything to Klal Yisrael. It's coming to teach us Moshe tikin lem Yisrael sheyu shealim v'dorishim beinyonoi shel yom. On every yontav, one should be learning the halachas of that yontav. Hilchos Pesach bePesach, Hilchos Atzeres bAtzeres, Hilchos Chag bChag. And that way we'll know what Hashem wants of us and expects of us on every yontav. Hadron Aloch Maseches Megillah.